News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to the future, because the story you're about to hear is a tale of mystery, crime, and adventure in a world 60 years older than our own. Whether that world is 60 years wiser is a question you'll have to answer for yourself. But we want to warn you right now that you might not like our futuristic hero very much. You may even dislike him a great deal. For after all, he is a criminal. A swindler, a con man, a fugitive, and perhaps something even worse. All we ask is that you don't judge him until the last sound is heard. Even if it turns out to be this sound.
Stop! Stop! Don't shoot! You'll hit Mrs. Sorensen!
That's right, everybody. You'll hurt your friend, Mrs. Sorensen. And if you don't let me out of this place, I'll hurt her myself.
She's an old woman.
Yes? And I haven't killed an old woman for days. I'm feeling the urge right now. So let me out.
Our mystery drama, The Night We Died, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slessor and stars Bob Reddick and Joan Shea. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and ARM. Allergy relief medicine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
If you'd really like a big car, but you really think you ought to buy a small car, maybe what you ought to buy is a mid-size car. To be specific, a Buick Century Custom. The Century Custom, you see, offers a lot of the room and comfort you look for in a big car. And the trim size and the V6 engine give you a lot of the benefits of a small car. But the Century Custom has one more thing going for it. It's a Buick. And no matter what size car you're looking for, you just can't do much better than that.
I love my skin, so I don't play games with it. When I slip into my bikini, I always slip into my Sea and Ski. Any sun product will help me tan, but Sea and Ski gives me the kind of tan you want to touch.
Sea and Ski penetrates, moisturizes, protects, helps your skin stay smooth and supple. So get the tan you want to touch with Sea and Ski, the sun specialists. We know your skin.
Come on, sun, it's you and me and Sea and Ski.
Now, direct from CBS News, this special Radio Net Alert news report.
I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News in New York. The Dutch government has decided to end the 19-day siege at a commuter train in the north of the country by force. Within the hour, military aircraft and artillery opened up on the train and the South Moluccan terrorists and 51 hostages inside. A few minutes ago, I spoke with correspondent Mike Lee at the scene.
The gunfire broke out about 4 minutes before 5 a.m. here Holland time, which would have made it just before 11 p.m. New York time. It began with an absolute shower of automatic weapons fire, followed by a series of strafings by Dutch fighter jets. Several jets coming in for over about 10 minutes strafing the train. This was followed by more automatic weapons fire and some artillery, possibly rocket-launched grenades. The gunfire ended about 10 minutes after it began. The first few minutes here after this attack, there's no sign of life in or around the train. Right in front of me, about 4 feet, are aligned about 12 armored personnel carriers with perhaps 50 troops. They're preparing to move down the track, possibly for a cleanup operation to look for any survivors that there might be.
What about the future of the South Moluccan community in the Netherlands now? What does this bode for them?
There's no question that no matter how this hijacking had turned out, that it would have put a strain on Dutch-South Moluccan relations. The most immediate problem that Dutch officials, of course, will face is angry reaction, not only by the South Moluccan community to use of force here, but also to reactions from the families of the hostages, who many of whom may have well been killed in this attack if they were not taken out before it began. In the long run, there will be problems possibly, and many people would think most probably, between the Dutch and the South Moluccans. This had been pretty much a political issue up until now. But after all that has happened in the last 20 days, ending with this gunfire, this attack on the train this morning, there could be a great deal of trouble to come.
Correspondent Mike Lee in the Netherlands, repeating, Dutch military units mounted an attack with aircraft, automatic weapons, and artillery on a train in northern Holland, where South Moluccan terrorists have been holding 51 hostages for the past 19 days. So far, there is no word on casualties either to the gunmen or the hostages, but the attack itself is described as fierce. There's also no word on what the situation is at a schoolhouse where other terrorists hold several teachers hostage. Earlier today, mediators who'd been trying to find a peaceful solution to the siege reported their efforts had ended in failure. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News, New York.
We're back in Chicago on WBBM News Radio 78, and the WBBM News time is 10:38. We'll return to the Mystery Theater after this.
Is your bank open when you're busy and closed when you're not? Well, Northwest Federal Savings knows that a good place to save is ready for you when you're ready. So Northwest Federal's open 63 hours a week. If you work evenings, you can come to Northwest Federal 6 full days. Working days? Northwest Federal's open Monday, Thursday, and Friday evenings. And if the only time you can get to Northwest Federal is 8 o'clock in the morning, well, that's okay, too. Because Northwest Federal has early bird service every morning. From 8 o'clock, you'll find 5 convenient Northwest Federal savings centers throughout Chicagoland's great Northwest Territory. So come into Northwest Federal Savings on your way to, from, or between work, shopping, or home. Anytime. Because Northwest Federal Savings keeps the best hours yours.
It's Northwest Federal Savings time, 63 hours a week.
It's the year of our Lord, 2043. It's a vastly different world in many respects. In others, particularly in respect to human nature, it's a world very much like the one we know. We think you'll recognize the kind of human Toby Kane is, a man with an ugly past and an uncertain future. But there were two things you could predict about the future of Toby Kane. One was that he wouldn't be called Toby Kane for very long. Two, that there would be trouble ahead.
Yes?
Harry? Sam. How the heck are you, Harry?
It's not Harry. You know my name is Toby Kane. That's the name you called me at the hotel, right?
Sure, that's right. Oh, you make it tough on a guy keeping up with you, Harry. I mean Toby.
I'd like to know how you kept up with me, Sam. How did you know I'd left Callisto? Who told you my new name?
Mutual friends, Toby. Everybody knows that you gave Moffat the slip again. That cop's going to get awful sick of chasing you.
He won't be chasing me anymore. Harry Rentlow is dead. He committed suicide on Callisto.
Sure, I get the idea. Listen, Toby, you must be pretty strapped by now. Could you use some high financing?
You offering me a loan, Sam?
Heck no, I'm offering you a project. I could use some experienced help. Can I see you at the hotel tonight?
All right. Meet me in the Neptune Lounge.
Oh, that's great, Harry. Look forward to it.
The name is Toby. Toby Kane.
I swear, I wouldn't have known you, pal. That surgeon you used. Hey, tell me something. How many face changes have you had?
I don't remember. 3, 4?
That face of yours must be pretty tired by now.
Get to the point, Sam. What's the project?
Well, it's a phony stock deal. The old classic asteroid mines, you know.
Sure, I know. I practically invented it. Who's the fish?
A rich widow named Sorensen. Her husband was a major killed during the Moon Revolt. He left her some 500,000 credits when he died. She was looking for a safe investment with a counter-inflationary return. In other words, the old dame was looking for a killing. Greedy people in this world, Toby.
What went wrong?
Some crook came along, killed the deal.
What crook?
Some phony medium. Old Lady Sorensen's a great believer in the spirit world. And this madam, what's-her-name, told her that her husband didn't approve of the investment. I don't even know who she is. I've spent 3 months cultivating this deal, and now it's frozen.
Maybe this medium has her own plans for Sorensen's credits. Maybe you could arrange a split.
How, when I don't even know her name?
Well, there are ways to find out. Give me Mrs. Sorensen's full name and address.
Come on in, Toby. Hey, Vanessa, he's here.
Well, hello, Mr. Kane.
Hello.
Sam tells me you've come up with a solution to our problem.
Vanessa knows the whole scam, so you can trust her all the way.
I didn't say I had the complete solution. What I have is the name of the medium.
How'd you get it, Toby?
Oh, it was easy. Mrs. Sorensen was a rich widow, right? Rich widows have their habits, like taking a Mars cruise, for instance. I called Mrs. Sorensen and spoke to her maid. Said I was from the White Lion Cruise Company and wanted to clear up our records on her Mars trip. Sure enough, she took the trip in 32.
But how did that help you?
The next thing I did was write Mrs. Sorensen a letter. I've got a copy right here. Dear Mrs. Sorensen, I doubt that you'll recall me, since 10 long years have gone by since our late meeting. But I still recall with pleasure our delightful chats aboard the Mars cruise, particularly concerning our mutual interest in the spirit world.
Oh, wait a minute, Toby.
Now, let me finish. When we became acquainted on the voyage, perhaps I mentioned my dear wife. I am saddened to report that she passed on to the great beyond a few months ago, leaving a great void in my heart. However, recognizing the eternal nature of the spirit, I am not completely desolated. My one problem now is to locate a trustworthy medium who can bring my dear Agnes back to me.
You mean she actually replied to that?
She thought she did remember me. And she gave me the name of the lady who's querying the stock deal. It's Olivia Nemo, South Court Street, New York City.
Oh, terrific. I'll go see this phony and make a deal.
I've been to see her, Sam.
Well, what did she say? Would she make a deal?
No. Mrs. Nemo's not a very cooperative type. I suspect she has her own ideas about Mrs. Sorensen's investments. That's why she's spending so much time gaining her trust.
What do we do now?
Well, I think it's simple enough. We offer the lady more than Mrs. Nemo is offering.
Like what?
Well, for one thing, I know that the lady doesn't attempt to bring back any image of Mrs. Sorensen's late husband.
Oh, well, Mrs. Sorensen wouldn't be fooled by some phony ectoplasm stuff.
But what if Mrs. Sorensen actually saw her dead husband? Saw him just the way he looked when he was alive. But yet, obviously now part of a heavenly community.
What are you getting at, Mr. Kane?
Well, I've written one more letter to Mrs. Sorensen from the same old ship companion. Dear Mrs. Sorensen, thank you so much for recommending your friend Mrs. Nemo. However, since writing you, I discovered the most remarkable medium I've encountered in all my 70 years. A man named Shan Kazar, who has produced the beloved image of my wife, Agnes, right before my eyes. The living image, moving, talking, smiling, expressing her serenity and joy in the hereafter.
Oh, for heaven's sake. But who is this Shan Kazar?
Well, can't you guess, Vanessa? It's me.
Come on in, George. Can't tell you how good it is to see you.
That's good to see you too, Phil.
I'll tell you one thing, George. Those plastic surgeons did one heck of a job. You look great.
As you know, that fire bullet didn't just burn off my features. It did a pretty good job on my mind. I couldn't tell them what I used to look like because I didn't know.
Sure, I remember, but what the heck? Here you are, and here I am.
Well, some other things are different, Phil. You stayed in the Army. Hey, I see I have to call you Colonel now.
Tell me what I can do for you. If it's possible, I'll do it. You know that.
Well, it's a kind of unusual request, Phil. It's about those holographic image identifications they made during the Moon Revolt.
The HID? Sure, I remember. The Rebs were doing such a great job of infiltration that security insisted on three-dimensional projection holographs of every officer.
They're pretty spooky, aren't they? You could swear the person was in the same room with you. Are they still on file?
Sure. Someplace. Why?
Because there's one that I want to borrow. The holograph of a major named John Sorensen of the 1st Moon Division.
Well, I don't know. The Moon Revolt was 5 years ago.
Records are all on the Pentagon vaults.
But you can do it, can't you?
Well, I do have a good buddy in personnel. All right, I'll do my best.
So you're a Moon Revolt veteran, Mr. Kane. I don't think I've met one of those in years.
Well, not many Moon veterans like to admit it. It wasn't the most glorious action in military history.
Sam told me you were very badly wounded.
Yes, my face.
Oh, how awful.
Well, maybe not. For all I know, the surgeons gave me a lot better face than I had originally.
You really don't remember?
I remember very little before that fire bullet hit.
Oh, it's dreadful. I mean, the whole war was just sickening.
The Moon colonists got the nutty idea that they ought to be an independent nation.
Didn't they realize that they'd never had a chance?
It took 2 years just the same. 2 very bloody years.
Ugh.
I still remember hearing about that horrible night. The mass suicide.
Mm.
It was only a few days after the surrender. All the leaders of the revolt, I guess they decided they'd rather die than face trial. All those bodies piled up in the crater Aristarchus.
Oh, it gives me the shivers to think about it.
Have you ever seen his statue?
Whose?
The man they call Arrigo, the leader of the revolt. There's a statue of him at the base of the crater. The only reminder left of what happened there.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it? When the revolt was happening, everybody hated that man, Arrigo. But now I suppose we all think of him as some kind of hero.
All martyrs become heroes, I guess. But when they sent me to the moon, all I cared about was getting off alive.
And now? Now, what do you care about, Toby?
Staying alive, the best way I know how. And if that means fleecing a rich old widow, here's to the fleecing.
I hope you know what you're doing, Toby.
My name is Shan Kazar.
Yeah, but your name might turn into a number if this HID thing doesn't work.
It does work, Sam. It's unbelievable. Oh, Mrs. Sorensen is here.
All right, get behind the curtain, Sam. Pull the switch when I give the signal. Remember now, the key word is light.
Come in, Mrs. Sorensen. I hope I'm not late.
Oh, no. No, you're just in time. Mrs. Sorensen, let me introduce you to Shan Kazar.
I am delighted to meet you, madame.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Mr. Kazar. If you can really bring poor John back to Earth, even for a moment.
Mrs. Sorensen, I promise that you will not be disappointed. The spirits are present. I can see something glowing in the darkness. It's a light. A light from the other world. Can you see it, Mrs. Sorensen?
Oh, yes, I see something. Someone. Oh, dear God in heaven, it's him. It's my husband.
Edith. Edith, my darling.
Oh, John. It's really you.
Edith, my sweet, I am well and happy. I have found peace here.
What is it like, John? Where are you? Oh, please, tell me.
Do not ask me such questions, Edith. You must guard your health and your finances. You must take care of the money I left you.
Yes. Yes, I will.
You must invest it, Edith. Invest it wisely.
But how, John? You told Madam Nemo.
No. Do not believe that woman. She is an imposter, Edith. This is the first moment I have spoken to you from the other side.
But what about the money? Should I invest it in those asteroid shares?
Yes, my precious wife. I have had a glimpse of tomorrow. You will be wealthy. You will continue to have the earthly comforts I wish for you until the hour of our reunion.
John, you're beginning to fade.
I must go now, Edith.
I must return.
Wait! One more moment.
He is going, Mrs. Sorensen. Back to beyond the curtain.
Oh, it was marvelous, Toby. You absolutely gave me the creeps.
I've really got to give you credit. You're still the best in the business.
Well, let's wait for the payoff, Sam. Let's get that money in our hands before we congratulate each other.
Oh, do you want me to get that?
No, I'll take it. Hello?
Toby, it's Phil Digby.
Yes, Phil, how are you?
Listen, Toby, about that HID projection.
It really did the trick. You don't know how much you helped Mr. Sorensen.
I just don't know what went wrong. My friend in the Pentagon goofed.
Goofed? What are you talking about?
The holograph reel. It was the wrong one. It was a Major Warrenberg of the 6th Infantry. He isn't even dead. He's retired up in Nova Scotia. Toby, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm here. And, don't worry about it. The old lady's eyesight wasn't that good. I guess the uniform was enough.
Wow, that's a relief. Then you don't want the right reel.
No, that's okay. It's all over now. And thank you again, Phil.
What is it, Toby?
Is something wrong?
Oh, I don't know. But that wasn't Major Sorensen the old lady saw. And I don't think her eyes were that bad. She knew I wasn't Oriental even with this makeup on. What I'd like to know is, who's playing tricks on who?
Toby Kane is a man who's used to having things go the way he planned. But suddenly, a victim of a swindle has done something unexpected. Mrs. Sorensen has been fooled too easily. And Toby Kane has learned that nothing comes that easy, not even in the world of 2043. We'll return to that world with Act Two shortly.
What do you do for hay fever? For allergy? When just antihistamine isn't enough?
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM, allergy relief medicine, does everything plain antihistamine does for sneezing and dripping, then does more. Helps decongest even in your sinuses. That's antihistamine relief and more.
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
Take ARM when needed, only as directed.
Sir, what do you take when you get that queasy feeling in a car?
I take the next exit.
Don't just take it. Take Dramamine. Why suffer needlessly from queasiness, dizziness, and nausea when Dramamine, taken half an hour before leaving, can prevent travel upset? Dramamine has helped millions of people travel easy. For occasional use, only as directed. What do you take when you get sick on a plane?
I take this little paper bag they have.
Don't just take it. Take Dramamine.
True Value Hardware stores think there should be 60 feet in every yard. So they're offering the TruTest 60-foot vinyl garden hose for your yard for just $6.99. It's 60 feet long to make it easier to water your lawn, shrubs, garden, or even wash your car. It's nylon reinforced for strength. It stays flexible in all temperatures, and its solid brass couplings won't rust. Get the TruTest 60-foot nylon reinforced vinyl hose with 5/8-inch inside diameter for just $6.99. Or choose the TruTest 60-foot rubber hose from True Value Hardware Stores. It's made of strong Flexoline rubber that coils easily. It's reinforced for greater burst strength. See the complete selection of TruTest garden hoses exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's a way of doing business that means
this is WBBM Chicago.
Toby Kane, con man, has a disturbing riddle to solve. Why did Mrs. John Sorensen react so quickly to the ghost of a man who was clearly not her husband? Toby brooded about it for the next 24 hours. But then something happened that gave him something else to think about. A familiar visitor came to his door.
Mr. Kane?
Yes, who...
My name is Moffat, Mr. Kane. I'm with the Interplanetary Police. May I come in?
Would you mind telling me your business?
I'll tell you inside, if I may. Truth is, Mr. Kane, I'm here to do you a favor.
What kind of favor?
How long have you known Mr. Sam Thumbs?
Sam? About a month. I met him at a party.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought.
Why, what's the trouble?
Mr. Kane, I'll be candid with you. We ran a fast check on Mr. Thumb's associates. We couldn't find you among them. So we figured you were a recent acquaintance and possibly his next victim.
Victim? Of what?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you that Sam Thumbs is a confidence man. He's been indicted for grand larceny some 4 times in his career. He's never been sent to jail because his victims were too involved in his schemes to testify against him. But he's still a criminal. And he may be out to defraud you.
Well, I certainly appreciate this warning, Sergeant.
Captain! My title is Captain Moffat.
Well, I promise you that I'll be very careful. Yes, very careful. From now on.
Yes?
Mrs. Sorensen, I'm the one who called this morning.
Oh, yes. You said your name was... What again?
Kane. Toby Kane. However, my name was George Spanner when I served with your late husband in the 1st Moon Division.
Yes. Won't you come in?
Very good of you to see me, Mrs. Sorensen. I see you have a portrait of your husband.
Yes.
Well, he's certainly a fine-looking man.
Mr. Spanner, or Kane, or whatever you call yourself, would you kindly tell me why you wish to see me?
Well, as I said, your husband and I were in the same hospital together.
That simply is not true.
Pardon?
My husband was killed at the Battle of Pluto Crater. He was never brought to any hospital. He died instantly. Now... Just what is it you want?
All right, Mrs. Sorensen. I'll put my cards on the table. I understand that you're interested in purchasing stock in the Saturnian Asteroid Company, and that you've been talking to a man named Sam Thumbs.
Why should that be any business of yours?
Because I believe I can save you a great deal of money. I know certain things about Mr. Thumbs. And about this asteroid mining project.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kane, but I am not interested in what you have to say.
But you can give me a chance.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm giving you one chance to leave this place before I call the police.
Sam, something is wrong here. Very wrong. Now tell me again. How did you get the lead on old Lady Sorensen?
It was Vanessa.
Vanessa?
So what?
Well, didn't it ever occur to you that Vanessa might have been part of a police trap? Did you ever stop to think she might have been working for my old friend Moffat?
Moffat's on Callisto.
He's on Earth, here. A few hours ago, he was in my hotel room trying to protect me from you.
Oh, Vanessa's okay, Toby. I swear it. Listen, it was her idea to get you into the act.
What did you say?
It's true. Vanessa was the one who told me that you were available.
Oh, you fool. Don't you see what that means? How could Vanessa know so much about me unless the cops told her?
Toby, I just don't understand why you're so upset when everything is going just the way we planned.
The way who planned, Vanessa? Tell me how you knew about my escape from Callisto.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I didn't even know you were George Spanner or Harry, whatever you called yourself. It was Sam who found out you were back on Earth.
That's not what he says.
Toby, the only reason I stayed interested in Sam was because he was your friend. Because I wanted to get close to you. This close.
Oh!
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. These long fingernails of mine, they scratched your neck.
Well, now you can scratch your memory. You can tell me if you know a cop named Captain Moffat.
Don't do this, Toby. Be nice to me the way I want to be nice to you. Kiss me, Toby. Toby, aren't you feeling well?
I feel dizzy all of a sudden.
Oh, you poor darling. Come, sit down.
My neck is burning.
Oh, these awful cat claws of mine. I really should cut them down, shouldn't I?
I can't see straight anymore.
Oh.
You did something to me. Stuck a pin in my neck.
Toby, sit here. Don't fall and hurt yourself.
Drugged. You've drugged me with something. I can't see. Can't stand. Oh. What?
18 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, Moffat, you here?
Yes, I'm here, my friend. Luckily for you. Must have been a powerful drug they used. Not enough to kill, however. My only regret is that we didn't catch them in the act.
What are you talking about?
I've been keeping a tail on Thumbs and his girlfriend for the past week.
His girl? You mean Vanessa isn't working for you?
Those two are in business for themselves, Mr. Kane. Or, should I say Mr. Murchis? Or Mr. Snapper? You pick the name, my friend. You have plenty of them.
The name is Kane. Toby Kane.
It's funny, you know. I've been chasing you for 5 years. From Earth to Saturn to Callisto. And then I catch you by helping you get out of a jam. Life's a little irony.
He's made a mistake, Captain.
Oh, forget it, Kane. We've already run you through a computer ID. We know who you are. Now, if you help me, I'll help you. I'll guarantee you full amnesty for any past offense. I'll promise you immunity for any crime you've committed. And that's a long, long list.
What's the catch?
Just what you might expect. The assignment I'd want you to handle is difficult, dangerous. Do you know why you were drugged, Kane? Because you must have found out too much about them. You must have stumbled onto something they want very much to conceal.
What's that?
Their real identities. Not Sam. No. He's exactly what he seems to be. A hopelessly inept con man. Hardly worth the paperwork it would take to arrest him. But the other, Vanessa, and Mrs. Sorensen.
Mrs. Sorensen? What does she have to do with this?
Well, they're members of the most dangerous subversive group on Earth. We have good reason to think they and their friends are ready to commit treason.
Treason? Against who?
Against the entire world, against the planet Earth.
Why, you're crazy. Are you saying those two women are plotting another moon revolt?
Oh, not alone, I assure you. There may be hundreds or even thousands of others ready to repeat the same madness of 5 years ago. We think that both of these women are related to the men that we thought had died in the crater Aristarchus.
Thought they died? Their graves are there.
Yes, yes. But we're beginning to doubt the identities of the men buried in those graves. Now, we've begun to suspect that the Earth forces were victimized by a hoax. A con game, if you like.
You mean they're still alive? Arrigo and the others?
No, we don't know how many, maybe only a handful, but I want you to continue to play the game you've always played, but this time on our side of the law.
What game?
Well, I want you to continue to be a cheat, a swindler, a liar, a pretender. Only I want you to victimize a very special group of suckers. A group we've observed closely for the past year. Now, we know their habits. We know their meeting place. We know everything. Except their plans for the moon. And that's what I want you to find out.
Now, why should I be successful?
Because you're going to have another face change, Kane. An official one this time. Here, we want you to look like the man in this photograph.
My God.
That's right. It's the man they call Arrigo.
Uh-huh.
turns out. Now, you take these, Kane. They contain every available fact in the life of Arrigo. 10 biographers couldn't have collected so much data if they'd conducted 10 years' worth of research apiece.
Well, it's still not going to work. Even if I learn every single fact there is to know, there'll be other facts that could trip me up.
Yes, we recognize that possibility.
It won't be enough to have Arrigo's face, even his voice and memory and manner. There are certain things about people, things that can't deceive those who are close to them.
Yes, but they'll want to believe, Kane. Don't you see? These people have been waiting for Arrigo as if he was some kind of messiah come to rescue them from oppression. Oh, they'll welcome you without suspicion.
A million things can go wrong.
Yes, and then you're a dead man. Well, it's the gamble you'll have to take or reject.
The alternative, of course, is jail.
Yes. A prison asteroid, Kane. You live out the rest of your life on a barren rock in space.
And if I do this thing, amnesty?
That's correct.
What a shame. And I was just getting to like this face.
There's an old saying that one must set a thief to catch a thief. But does it really apply here? Can a swindler, a con man, and a criminal have enough brains and heart to overcome a group of dangerous insurgents? Can Toby Kane walk into their midst and learn their most important secrets? Or will he die in the attempt? We'll find out shortly in Act 3.
True Value Hardware Stores think there should be 60 feet in every yard. So they're offering the TrueTest 60-foot vinyl garden hose for your yard for just $6.99. Hi, Pat Summerall with the details. It's 60 feet long to make it easier to water your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, or even wash your car. It's nylon reinforced to withstand wear and tear. It stays flexible in all temperatures, strong in the hot sun. You can shut it off at the nozzle without fear of bursting. And its solid brass couplings won't rust. Get the TrueTest 60-foot nylon-reinforced vinyl hose with 5/8-inch inside diameter for just $6.99. Or choose the TrueTest 60-foot rubber hose from True Value Hardware Stores. It's made of strong flexoline rubber that coils easily at low temperatures. And it's reinforced for 575-pound burst strength. See the complete selection of TrueTest garden hoses exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores and home centers. True Value, more than just a name, their way of doing business. And tell them Pat Summerall sent you.
Once upon a time, you could walk anywhere you wanted to go. And if you found a tin can along the way, it wasn't litter. It was something to kick all the way home. You know, back in those days, business was often done with a handshake. And the day the family got a new car.
Hey, how about a spin around the block?
All the neighbors were likely to drop by for a ride around town. Wouldn't it be nice to have it like that again? Well, at Ladoff Chevrolet, you can still enjoy a taste of yesterday. Our 40-year-long list of repeat customers speaks for itself. At Ladoff Chevrolet, you get Nick and Warren Ladoff with every car. And that means that personal attention of everybody in the dealership.
You get Nick and Warren Ladoff with every car at Ladoff Chevrolet.
Ladoff Chevrolet, 800 East Northwest Highway, Arlington Heights. Phone CL94100.
It was 3 months before Captain Moffat of the Interplanetary Police was able to put his plan into action. The actual face change took only a week. The recuperation took 2 weeks. But the rest of the time was spent in educating Toby Kane to talk, think, and feel like the rebel called Arrigo. Finally, they knew there was nothing further they could do but send Arrigo on his mission, beginning with the first name on top of the list of suspected sympathizers.
Come in, Mr. Duncan. Won't you sit down?
Thank you, Doctor.
Well, shall we get right down to it? I always believe that...
Something wrong, Doctor?
No, it's nothing. It's just that for a moment you looked rather familiar, like someone I knew a very long time ago.
I see. Can I Can I take this chair?
Oh, yes, 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 please. We'll just talk informally at first. You can tell me what your problem is, and I'll tell you whether or not I believe that psychotherapy can be helpful.
Well, I'm not sure I can describe the problem. I've been having fits of depression lately. Been having strange dreams every night.
Yes, can you describe one of these dreams?
Well, last night, for instance, I dreamed that I was walking in outer space, surrounded by stars and meteors. I was just alone.
What?
But then I looked below me and saw a soft, glowing object. It looked warm and friendly and inviting. Once I had been afraid of it. Once I had thought of it as being cold and airless and alien. But now I knew it was home.
And what was this object?
It was the moon. And it was mine.
Who are you?
Does this dream mean anything to you, Doctor? If it doesn't, then I think we're wasting each other's time.
Who are you?
I'm a ghost, Doctor. A ghost from Aristarchus. But a very solid ghost. Here, take my hand.
Arrigo. Arrigo!
Yes, Doctor, Arrigo. I've been a long time getting back.
But we were so sure that you were killed.
I survived. Now I'm here. And now I'm ready to help. I've heard that there are plans, Dr. Sullivan.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. There are good plans. This time we won't make the same mistakes. We're going to be ready before we strike.
And when will that be?
Well, the date hasn't been set. There's been too much disagreement among the members of the Central Committee. But now, maybe now with a new leader among us.
How, Doctor? How will it begin?
Well, in the only way left to us, Arrigo, we won't begin on the moon, but on Earth.
Earth?
We're beginning right here, preparing our weapons right in the camp of the enemy.
What weapons do you have?
Moon-to-Earth missiles with atomic warheads. The weapons we should have had before the revolt. The only weapon that will give us the iron fist we need to make our voices heard. By the time we're ready to declare the moon a sovereign power, we'll be pointing the warheads at the continents of Earth. We won't fire them if our demands are met.
And if not?
Then we'll make sure that Earth never forgets the price of tyranny.
But how can you build these missiles? Where?
Well, I'll show you, Arrigo.
How strange, Doctor. So much noise in a hospital.
Well, this is a very unusual hospital, Arrigo. Populated by a very unusual breed of lunatics.
Lunatics? Yes.
The idea came to us 5 years ago. What would be a better hiding place for our activities than a mental home? So we built this hospital and filled its rooms and wards only with patients marked by that special madness of the moon children.
It was a brilliant idea.
Well, what you see here is only the tip of the iceberg. That noise you hear comes from below, from an underground missile factory. We'll go on a tour of inspection later, but right now, we have a meeting to attend.
Then we were expected.
I've alerted all the members of the Central Committee. They're in the main conference room. I don't have to tell you that this is a great moment for all of us. Please come this way. Ladies and gentlemen, Arrigo.
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 Rich. You fools. This is not Arrigo. This is not my son.
No, wait, wait. You must give him a chance.
You think I wouldn't know my own son? This man is an imposter, an impersonator. You've been duped by a police spy, Selwyn.
But I've talked to him. I've asked him questions that no one but Arrigo himself could answer. Well, you must remember it's been years since you've seen him, Mrs. Sorensen.
Mrs. Sorensen? So that's what you're calling yourself now, Mother, huh? Whatever happened to the name,
Mrs. Lincoln.
You think you're very clever, don't you?
I remember how you picked that name. Out of an old history book. Where did you get Sorensen from, Mother?
You think you can convince me, don't you? But you're wrong, the imposter. You really are my son. Sing it. Sing the song we used to sing together when you were a little boy.
I don't think I can remember it.
My son would never forget that song.
Well, it's been so many years.
Arrigo would never forget. But Arrigo is dead. And you must die, too.
Now, wait. Listen to me. Mother, if you'll just look at me more closely. Like this.
Look out! He's got her! Don't shoot! You'll hit Mrs. Sorensen.
That's right, everybody. You'll hurt your friend, Mrs. Sorensen. And if you don't let me out of this place, I'll hurt her myself.
She's an old woman.
Yes, and I haven't killed an old woman for days. And I'm feeling the urge right now. So let me out.
This is marvelous, Kane. Absolutely marvelous. With this information, you can wipe out this nest of rebels in 6 hours.
They were so anxious to believe that Arrigo had returned that they forgot to be cautious.
Well, you've done a magnificent job, Kane. A magnificent job for us and for the entire world.
I don't want any medals, Captain. I just want that freedom you promised me.
Well, a medal would be a lot easier.
What was that?
Freedom is the only thing I can't grant you, Kane. I know I made your promises.
What are you talking about? What's that gun for?
I wish things could be different, Kane. You've accomplished something that I could never have done by myself. You've saved thousands, perhaps millions of lives. But that doesn't blind me to the fact that you're a criminal. A dangerous criminal who can't be turned loose in society.
I can't believe this. After you swore...
The only oath I've ever taken sacred is the oath of my office.
Well, you're not sending me to any prison, Asteroid Moffat. You'll have to kill me.
I'm a policeman, Kane, not an executioner. But I can be both if you force me.
Well, then you'll have to be both.
Don't ready.
Are you all right? Have you been hit?
My leg.
Stay where you are. I'll get a doctor.
Vanessa, you killed him. You killed Moffat.
To save you. And to save us.
Well, then you're one of them, too. The Moon Rebels.
Mrs. Sorensen told me what happened. I thought you might return here, that you would never meet Moffat on his home ground.
Well, then why don't you kill me, too? I know as much as Moffat does.
Please try to understand. They didn't know who you were at the hospital. They didn't know you were Toby Kane.
Toby Kane? That doesn't make any sense.
Mrs. Sorensen didn't know you were Kane. That's why she accused you of being an imposter.
I don't understand.
Listen. And listen hard. I was the one who got Sam Thumbs to send for you. I drugged you because we planned to kidnap you, to take you to the hospital where we hope to restore your memory, to help you recall the past.
And they tried that at the Army Hospital.
Yes, we know. Your memory was destroyed the night we died in the crater Aristarchus. Most of us escaped, but you were brought down by a fire bullet. You were wearing an Earth uniform so that you were mistaken for one of them and brought to a hospital on Earth. We didn't know the true facts then. We thought you'd been killed. But after the war, we found records. Records that made us believe that you were alive, Arrigo. Truly alive.
Arrigo?
Yes. You're Arrigo. The face you wear is your own face. What an ironic joke on Captain Moffat. He gave you back the face you were born with.
And Mrs. Sorensen?
Your mother. She did believe you were an imposter because she knew that her son was wearing the face of Toby Kane. She never expected to see Arrigo with his own face.
Well, I can't believe it. I don't remember anything before the hospital. They had me convinced that I was an Earth soldier. I never knew why I hated the facts so much.
You will remember. We need you to remember. We need you to lead us. And I need you to love me. Look at me, Toby Kane, Arrigo. I am your wife.
Here
this, Colonel. A recorded message from the moon base.
Put it on the screen, you idiot. Let's hear what this madman has to say.
Yes, sir.
I can't understand it. A whole garrison of moon troops surrendering without firing a shot. And now this lunatic with his demands.
All ready, Colonel.
Well, play it, play it.
My name is Arrigo.
It is him.
My name is Arrigo. And I am spokesman for the provisional government of Luna. The moon is no longer a satellite of Earth. From this day forward, the moon is an independent world with full sovereign powers to choose its own leaders and determine its own future. We are prepared to defend this independence with our lives because we are the children of the moon. And the moon is ours.
And so the children of the moon, the lunatics, whose first revolt failed, have once again asserted their right to independence. Will it succeed this time? Have they prepared themselves enough to convince the powers of Earth to let them find their own destiny? The answer to that question is in another story and another time. I'll be back shortly.
You've never had a really exotic car, have you? Because you've always felt that you needed something a little more down to earth. But you still want that exotic car, don't you? You know what you need? A Buick Skyhawk. It's small, it's V6 powered. Hey, it's even got a hatchback. Now that's down to earth. But with things like bucket seats, available 5-speed manual transmission, and that laid-back, low-down styling, it's not exactly plain vanilla. The Buick Skyhawk, the car you need and the car you want.
When it's so hot the thermometer is about to blow its top, it's time for Country Time.
Country Time, Country Time, tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country Time Lemonade Flavor Drink Mix. Not too tart, not too sweet. Natural lemon flavor. Just right when you've got a thirst for the taste of good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country Time, Country Time. Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Will it ever really happen? Now that man has walked on the moon, will the next step be colonization? Will the moon become a new homeland where men will live in an artificial atmosphere, eclipsed by the great green globe of Earth, and yet become strangely devoted to the cold and rocky world they call home? Stranger things have happened. Our cast included Bob Reddick, Joan Shea, William Griffiths, and Jackson Beck. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Promise me you...
I don't have any obligation whatsoever to your wife and kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Your captain is in full command. We can all cooperate by remaining calm.
Why doesn't the captain come on and tell us so himself?
I imagine he's too busy handling the plane.
How can you be so calm? Jerry, something's happening to me. I can't breathe.
We are coming in for an emergency landing. I repeat, we are forced to make an emergency landing. Should the plane become depressurized, the compartment over your head will open automatically. Take the oxygen mask and place it firmly over the mouth and nose.
What she says.
Look, promise me, Jeremy. Promise me that you...
Good Lord. We're out of control. The plane is going to crash.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
out shocks. Midas eyes at Midas.
The next time you feel that way, and you don't know if your car is coming or going, the next time you feel that swerve, it might be your shocks that are rocking and rolling. Neutralize it, Midas-ize it, at Midas today. The next time you feel that sway, don't compromise.
Midas eyes your car and you'll never have to buy shocks for it again. Because at Midas, if anything ever goes wrong with one of our LifeGuard, SuperGuard, or SpringGuard shocks, we guarantee to replace it free for as long as you own your car.
The next time you feel that sway, don't compromise. Midas eyes.
In case you didn't know, the 41 Chicagoland Midas dealers can install mufflers on most foreign cars with the same expertise with which they've been installing mufflers on American cars for the past 20 years.
CBS News. In what looked like a military assault, Dutch authorities have stormed a train in northern Holland where Moluccan gunmen have held 51 hostages for nearly 20 days. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. At least five Dutch Air Force jets buzzed the area near the train, dropping what appeared to be smoke bombs. Ground troops laid in heavy machine gun fire in a desperate attempt to rescue the 51 hostages. The assault began shortly before dawn Saturday Dutch time. CBS News correspondent Bob McNamara was nearby.
The machine gun fire was very intense for perhaps, I would say, a good 3 to 4 minutes. As I say, we cannot see fire, anything of the sort, coming from the train. We're approximately three-quarters of a mile away from it. Now, again, we can hear small arms fire coming from the vicinity of the train. For 20 days, ever since the train was taken, Dutch Marines and commandos have moved in around the train and surrounded it. There have been reports off and on that the soldiers have gone into the train, gone in the vicinity, right near the train, even perhaps under it, attaching listening devices. They've been watching the train night and day with infrared cameras. They know the movements of the terrorists. And this moment that the relatives of the hostages have dreaded has now come.
It's not known yet if there have been casualties in the assault. It's being reported many people have now come out of the train and ambulances were standing by. In a coordinated attack, Dutch units also attacked a school not far away where the Moluccans were holding four teachers hostage. On Friday, Dutch Premier Joop den Uyl said efforts to negotiate with the Moluccans had failed, and he hinted that military action would be coming. The Moluccans had been demanding independence for their homeland in Asia. More news in a moment.
Weekends, weekends, weekends,
Nickelodeon.
Weekends, weekends, weekends,
Nickelodeon.
Weekends were made for having fun.
Weekends were made for Nickelodeon.
Weekends were made for letting go. Weekends were made for Nickelodeon.
Even if you're not doing anything special, doesn't mean your weekend can't be special. Sometimes the best weekends just happen. Especially if you just happen to have Michelob on hand.
Weekends were made for Michelob.
Weekends were made for Michelob. Don't forget, remember to pick up some beer. It's Michelob. Weekends were made for Michelob.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
James Earl Ray, the convicted assassin of Martin Luther King Jr., escaped Friday night from the maximum security state prison in Petros, Tennessee, where he was serving a 99-year sentence. Ray and six other men used a homemade ladder constructed from wire and climbed over the prison wall in a hail of gunfire from guards. One of the inmates was wounded and recaptured, but the others, including Ray, are still at large. A massive manhunt with state, local, and federal officials using bloodhounds is underway in the rugged mountain country of eastern Tennessee. Attorney Percy Foreman, who once represented Ray, says he was not surprised.
I knew that James Earl Ray would keep trying every opportunity he had to escape. He has a history of that. And in fact, he told me that he would be out within 2 years. He didn't quite make it. But I knew that every chance he had, he would attempt to get out.
Foreman was one of several lawyers hired and fired by Ray who tried once before unsuccessfully to escape from the Tennessee prison. James Lazar, the lawyer who represented Ray before the Supreme Court, says he was not surprised. Lazar says after 7 years of constant struggle to gain a hearing and reopen his case, Ray concluded that the court's claims to justice were farcical. Now this.
Give your coal a chance to contact.
Did you know there are over 100 different strains of coal virus? And any one of them can make you sick? That's why there's Contact. No matter what coal virus attacks, one capsule helps relieve your swollen membranes, your runny, sneezy misery up to 12 hours, all day, all night. That's the wonder of Contact.
Give your coal to Contact.
Take only as directed.
Your body knows the difference between Anacin and other pain relievers like Tylenol and Daytril. For pain other than headache, Anacin reduces the inflammation that often comes with pain. Those others cannot. With tooth extraction, muscle strain, backache, sprains, or where your doctor diagnoses tendinitis, neuritis, Anacin reduces inflammation as it relieves pain fast. Tylenol and Daytril cannot. Adult strength Anacin. Take only as directed.
President Carter has accused Congress of succumbing to the auto and oil industries and rejecting key parts of his energy program. The president says it'll be the people of the country who will suffer and will pay for special interest victories. Mr. Carter also denounced the vote of a congressional panel to deregulate the price of natural gas. The president says if that becomes law, it'll cost the consumers $71 billion over the next 8 years. Doug Poling, CBS News.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
At 11:35, this is Alan Bickley on WBBM News Radio 78.